Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul, where your health is her business. Here's Dr. Doris Moton Sproul.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. It is so awesome to be with you tonight, as it is every Tuesday night. I look forward to this. This isn't a chore. It is not. I'm sorry if you hear a lot of noise. I'm trying to get my mic set up. It's not drudgery for me. This is something that I look so forward to every Tuesday. So I just like to say welcome. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. It has been a really glorious day today. Been out and about, you know, doing a little bit of this and little bit of that. And I must say that it has been a most rewarding day. Yes, it truly has. I want to start off tonight by just saying thank you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you for inviting someone in tonight. I see you guys coming into the studio tonight, and it is such a pleasure to have you here tonight with me. I just want to let you all know before we get started that if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, feel free to press number one on your telephone keypad, and you'll be able to come in and just chime in. If you've got something to say or any questions or anything like that, you can do so. So with that said, we're going to get started. And I'd just like to share with you tonight just a word of life from my book, 365 Day. It's a 365 Day Word Brightener, a word to make your day brighter. And it says, I have seen what a laugh can do. I can transform almost unbearable tears into something bearable, even hopeful. And you know who said that? Bob Hope. I have seen what a laugh can do. I can transform almost unbearable tears into something bearable, even hopeful, with a laugh. Laughter is good for the soul. And that's something I love to do. My sister-in-law would surely tell you that I'm a clown. Because I love to laugh. I love to laugh, and I love to make people laugh. I guess that's where my son got it from, because when he was in school, the teachers would always say, he's such a ham. He always want to ham it up and joke around and things like that. And I say, well, I guess he kind of got it kind of honest. So with that being said, I just want to let you guys know, hey, go to my website. Check out my website. I've made some modifications to my website. I've done some renovating, some adding, and some subtracting. So when you get a chance, go to my website at www.4yourgoodhealth.com. I'm sorry, .info, because it's an informational website. So go to my website and take a look around. I've added some wonderful things. I've added some information concerning Kangen water. You all know that I highly promote Kangen water. So go take a look around at my website and see what I've added. More and more people are becoming familiar with Kangen. Some say Kangen, some say Kangen. You know, it's like that tomato tomato thing. But go just take a look at my alkaline water. We'll say it like that. And also I've added some information concerning essential oils. Most of you know me, know that I am a very, very big component of essential oils. And the oil company that I've done business with for some quite a few years now is Young Living. In my humble opinion, they have the best therapeutic grade oils, essential oils, that there is on the market. I've heard a lot of things. I've heard one person even told me that the brother has an oil company, and he started the oil company because he found out that Gary was doing this. And I say, you know what? I'm not even falling for all that, because I know these are some of the, these oils do. It's just like the herbs that we use, that I endorse and use from Pure Herbs. I know that these herbs do what they say they're going to do because I use them. You see, this isn't something that I just have sitting around in my office. You know that I use them because I've got bottles everywhere. I've got empty bottles that I clean and sterilize to use in the event that I want to give people oil, give people herbs. So the way that I know that Young Living has the best essential oils that there is because I use them. I diffuse them in my office. I diffuse them at night. If you cannot sleep, you get you some lavender oil from Young Living and put it in a diffuser. Don't burn it. These aren't oils. These aren't I call them low-grade oils that you burn. This isn't this. These oils are therapeutic-grade essential oils that you put in the diffuser, and the diffuser breaks the oil down into the smallest possible molecule, and you breathe it in, and it gets into the thalamus. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, sure enough, therapeutic-grade oils. So if you want therapeutic-grade oils, then take a look at my website. Go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.com, and click on Young Living. And you'll see exactly what these oils are all about. These oils you can also use. You can use them neat. You can use them in your cooking. I use the clary sage for hormonal issues, you know. I diffuse it. I put it in a little almond milk. You'd be surprised how awesome it tastes, and it helps to take you. I don't have hot flashes. I don't deal with any kind of stuff like that because I'm on it. You see what I'm saying? So just go and take a look around. And if you have any questions about anything, there's contact information, how you can get in touch with me, and yeah. Some really good stuff. So I work on it daily. You know, a lot of times I think maybe I should have just gotten somebody to do a website for me. But then I say no, because after I start checking into it, I found out that each and every time a master has to go in and put new material and stuff, there's a fee. So I said, you know, my website may look kind of, What's that word for? Kind of mammy-ish. That's what they used to call. But it's good. I've had some really positive feedback from it, you know, because I have to go in sometime every day and put info in every day, because when I become privy to information, I want to share it. So I can't be calling a webmaster and say, okay, oh, and I forgot this. Can you put this in? Can you do this? Can you do this? So I like the fact that I can control my own website, and it's a learning process. I tell you, my kids, I remember 15 years ago, maybe a little longer. Yeah, a lot longer, about 25 years ago, 24 years ago. I remember with my kids, with our computer, and the kids were like, "Ma, come here, let me show you this." And I said, "No, you guys go ahead. I don't have any need to be on a computer." You know, and but now it's a whole different thing. I have to make myself sometime get away from the computer, because I mean, it's so interesting. There's such a plethora of information that's right at your fingertips. You see what I'm saying? So So I just love, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and can't sleep or something is on my mind, and I can just get my laptop and research it, you know, go to my computer and just research it. And I love that. I love that that so much information is right there at your fingertips. So, yeah, that's about it. That's about all there is to say about that, as Forrest Gump says. But I do want to share some information with you tonight on plant protein versus animal protein. You know, because we hear so much talk about plant-based protein and animal protein and which is best and how do you get your protein? How do you, you know, so I just want to share some information with you tonight because protein is really overrated. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm saying it's overrated because people think that when they ask you, how do you get your protein, if you, especially if you tell them you're a vegetarian, I don't even say that anymore. I just say I eat plant-based foods, more plant. I'm a plant-based food. I eat plant-based foods, you know, because sometimes they'll get into that, well, how do you get your calcium and how do you get your this and how do you get that? And I get it the same way that that animal you eat gets his. I eat the plants. So, you know, and the overconsumption of protein today, animal protein, has really been the nucleus for causing so many problems, kidney problems, urinary problems, some of every kind of problem you can think of. So, you know, it's just, it's not what it's all cracked up to be. You know, everybody thinks that if you don't get enough animal, oh, you got to eat animals because you got to. No, that's not true. You know, how much is too much? How much is too little? Does it matter where it comes from? Oh, yeah. Protein has a lot of questions associated with it, and for good reason. Protein, protos, that's what it is in Greek. The meaning, it means to come first, is essential for body function, and is certainly a essential component of a balanced nutrition. But there's a big difference between animal protein and plant protein. And that's what, you know, I just want to share a little bit about that tonight. I also like to share some information on essential oils and hair. You'd be surprised that there are essential oils that you can use to promote hair growth. Yeah, I'm going to share some of that information with you. So what do I always say every week? I say, get your what? That's right, your pencil and your paper, because you're going to want to jot down some things, okay? So let me just start by saying that protein is required for many functions in our body, and I don't want to negate that. I don't want to. That's why I don't want you to think that I'm saying that it's really non-important. No, I'm not at all saying that. It's required for many functions in our body, including. It strengthens our immune system, antibodies, which consist of protein, are essential in helping our bodies fight and resist disease, okay? That's number one, strengthening our immune system. Number two, for replacing cells. Protein is required to replace a daily wear and tear on our body. Yeah, protein is required to replace the daily wear and tear on our bodies. It's also good for hair, skin, and nails. All of these, the hair, the skin, and the nails, are all made up of proteins. Protein is beneficial for growing. It's needed for the growth of the body. So you see how important protein is? It's very important for the hemoglobin. The hemoglobin molecules, which make blood red, is almost all protein. So you see, we need protein, but
What kind? Okay, let me share a little bit with you about animal source protein. Now, man's primary source of animal protein include like lean meat and fish and poultry, eggs, dairy products. But animal proteins are said to be high quality, complete, because they contain all the essential amino acids. But now, however, high intake of animal protein due to the accompanying of high levels of fat and cholesterol will cause various problems. And this is what we need to be aware of, okay? Consuming animal protein leads to an increase in total blood cholesterol, low-density lipoprotein, that's your LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, in other words. That's how, when I first started trying to remember, okay, which is the good, which is the bad, always said the HDL, H healthy, always said that was the healthy cholesterol. And the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, that's the bad cholesterol, okay? And it's also responsible for obesity. I'm talking about consuming too much animal protein. And this leads to an increase in arteriosclerosis and also coronary heart disease. And if you watch the picture, the DVD, Eating Third Edition, you'll see some things. You see, it's been up until here recently, we've always said that, oh, men always said, eat a good steak, you know, it'll make you, it'll give you energy. But see, we're finding out now that because of the higher incidence of man consuming meat, they're having to take more drugs like, what is this one for, the libido? They're having to take more drugs like that because, no, it doesn't make you all virile as they claim it did at one time, you see. So we just have to know some things. We can't be out there blind nowadays because I'm telling you, there's so many things going on with our food. I saw a cover of Scientific Today magazine, and it had a picture on it of what you would think is a pear, but when they sliced the pear open, it was a pomegranate. You know what it was, right? Genetically engineered. On the outside, it looked just like a pear, but when you cut it open, it was pomegranate seeds on the inside. So we have got to be so aware of the things. I have never in my life met so many people that weren't feeling good. People just don't feel good. And I ask them, I say, why do you think that is? Well, I don't know. I say, what are you eating? Are you paying attention to what you're eating? That's the first thing I want to know. What are you eating? So with that said, you know, with the consuming animal protein that leads to an increase in the total blood cholesterol and everything, this leads to an increased risk of coronary heart disease and arteriosclerosis. And people, listen, animal protein also produces acid byproducts, which are high in phosphorus. So when your liver and kidneys can't cope with this acid byproduct, you may face liver problems and urinary problems. So know this. That's why it's always good to do a cleanse. We're in a cleanse now. We're doing our spring cleanse right now. And I have never felt so good in my life. I always feel good. Well, I feel good anyway, but I always feel good when I'm cleansing my body. Because this is letting my, and I tell my, you know, I always tell you guys, look in the mirror. Talk to yourself. I look in the mirror and I tell myself, I say, and sometimes I get worked up. I mean, not worked up, but I get full when I'm looking myself in the eyes and I say, I love you.
I love you, Doris. I really, really love you. And I'm doing the best that I can to take care of you. And now I can say, and you know I am. Because my body knows that I am doing the very best that I can to take care of it. And I said, now, if there's something that you need or something that you want, just let me know. Just tell me. And listen, I know you may think that sounds a little crazy, right? But it's not. Because I have been different places, and I said, oh, I want this. Or I hear about something, and I say, oh, I want that. And the next thing you know, I have it. You see? So I always tell my body, let me know what you want, what you need, in order to make you feel better. And you'd be surprised. All you have to do is put it out there. Put it out there, and it'll come back to you. Whatever you put out there, it'll come back to you. That's why, you know, anybody know me, I am a big proponent of no negativity. Don't put negativity out there, because I don't care if it's one little negative word. You know you're going to get it back. You got to get it back. You reap what you sow. A lot of times, you know, we'll quote that scripture, and we just don't believe it. I think a lot of times we don't actually believe that whatever it is you put out there, you're going to get it back. Watch those seeds that you plant that comes out of that womb called your mouth. Every word that you speak is a seed. So just be aware of that. So when you take care of your body, you feel good. You look good. When you feel good, you look good. I'm not talking about beauty and all that. When you feel good, honey, you look good. You walk like you got purpose. You know, you ever seen somebody just shuffling along, just like stepping fetch, you know, I'm just stepping. But then you ever watched anybody walk and you be like, oh, wow, wonder where they going, you know? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So We just have to know that eating all this meat, it causes kidney problems, it causes liver problems, it causes urinary problems. And listen, another hazard of animal products is the tendency to ingest too much protein. You know, you can eat too much protein. It's people that's got to have meat at every meal, every single meal. It's people that don't. I have clients that say if they don't have meat, they don't even feel like they've had a meal. And I said, are you serious? Absolutely. They have meat at every meal. And it's really ironic because many researchers think that when excessive protein is consumed, more calcium is discharged from the bone to neutralize it. So you see, that's why the Bible speaks of moderation. Moderation. And the case of meat, just be very cautious. You know, if you got to eat a little bit of it every once in a while, make sure it's some clean. Don't eat anything. Do you know people that eat anything? Just anything. They eat anything. You know, and all you got to do is look at them, and you can almost tell it. You see? So just be conscientious of what you're consuming, because you don't want this your body to have to discharge more calcium in order to neutralize this excessive protein. And this has been associated with osteoporosis. It looks like everywhere you look, somebody is talking about they got osteoporosis. Just talking to people, you know, excessive protein consumption also produces more nitrogen than the body requires. And this strains the kidneys. It puts a strain on the kidneys when we're eating all this meat, which in return must expel the body must expel extra nitrogen through what? Through the urine, causing a reduced in kidney function. So we just have to know that eating all this meat, it ain't all it's cracked up to be. Excessive animal protein, even without much fat or cholesterol, may increase cancer
initiation, and proliferation. Proliferation means a rapid and often excessive speed or increase. You see? So it's been researchers say that it may increase cancer initiation. Duh, we know that. And proliferation. The intake of red meat has been positively linked to colorectal cancer and possibly prostate cancer. Possibly, I say, is linked to prostate cancer. Because, man, you find a man that says, oh, I don't eat. Well, more and more are coming on board. You know, I began to tell people, I got an email today, guys, that was so awesome. I clicked my email box, and I got an email from a lady that goes to my church, and it made me cry. Because you know how sometimes in this field, the naturopathic field, you know, you talk to people, and half of them you talk to, and they're looking at you like, whatever, you know. And so sometimes you feel like, Lord, you know what, my words is falling on deaf ears. And then God will let you know, no, they're not. Look at this. And when I read that email, it really filled my heart, you know, because she let me know. She said, I was in prayer today, and your faith came before me, and I'm just so thankful for you being in my life, and you're teaching us so much. Our church is, becoming healthier because of you. And then she went on to say some things about, you know, me teaching Sunday school and how she never wanted to come to Sunday school. And she said, even my girls like coming to Sunday school, you know. And it was such a blessing to read that. It really was, because we have to know that we all have a part to play. That's why I tell people, I say, you know what, I'm the first partaker. What I tell you to do, when I tell you to get up and do something, if it's nothing but walking, you know, and exercising, we got to do these things. Because if we don't, it'll come back on us. You know, I have a friend that just went through some major surgery not too long ago. And we were just talking about how, you know, she looked really kind of tired one time we saw her. And, you know, with her running her business, it was just, you know, it's just kind of maybe kind of hard on her. Because it is. It's hard running a business and then taking care of yourself. But, see, we got to take care of and then taking care of others. You know, but we got to do it. We have got to take care of ourselves first. Because if I'm going through, if I'm telling you to do all these things and then I'm not doing them, what is that? You know, I've always been told that's a hypocrite. You see, I can tell you, but I can't do it myself. I got to do it too. When I'm out there on that track in the morning, sometimes it's cold. You know, I don't feel like it, but I'm like, I got to get out here because I know if I don't, I know what will happen. If you don't use it, you'll lose it, and you will. So it's just so important that we get some exercise, that we drink good water, that we eat good food. We eat plant-based foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains, that we get ample rest. We have to get rest. We have to rest. Our bodies was made to rest. Work while it's day. Because when it's night, no man can work. We got to work during the day and sleep at night. I believe in getting my sleep. So I'm up early in the morning and do what I got to do and feeling good about it. You can tell when a person is doing what they're supposed to do because they feel good and they radiate. So that's just a little bit about animal protein. Now, plant-based protein, let me share a little bit of information with you about that. Plant-based protein or vegetable protein, it has a high content of fiber. It lowers blood cholesterol and risk of the disease mentioned previously, it'll do away with all those diseases I mentioned earlier, the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, cancer, colorectal cancer, all of that. Plants are also regarded as an excellent source of minerals, y'all. Minerals, vitamins, antioxidants, protein can be found in a wide range of plant foods, including beans, nuts, grains, even common vegetables and fruits. Contrary to popular belief, a plant-based diet does not lack adequate protein. That is just a farce. That it does not lack adequate protein. In fact, it's the best suited protein for our bodies. Now, previously, some time ago, it was thought that protein complementing need to occur with every meal, but that's not true. You know, remember the time you used to have to have a complete protein with every meal? That's not true, and here's why. It's because this theory is now known to be unnecessary, is the body keeps a short-term store of the essential amino acids. Now, a well-balanced diet based on grains and legumes and seeds and nuts and vegetables provide a round mixture of protein without complicated planning. So you don't have to worry about that, especially if you're eating a wide array of plant-based foods. Now, let me share with you a little bit about the RDA, the recommended daily allowance. Now, the old recommended daily allowance has been replaced by the term, you may have heard it, it's called RNI, and that means reference nutrient intake. Now, the RDA has been replaced by this term, the RNI. Now, the RNI is the amount of nutrients that is enough for at least 97% of the population. Now, research has shown that we do not need as much protein as previously thought. Isn't that something? Because look at it like this. If you, in the picture, in the DVD, Eating Third Edition, they talk about how before the 1800s, we didn't eat a lot of meat. It's not because we didn't want to. It's because we couldn't afford to. So families ate beans, and they had gardens. I remember the times just about everybody had a garden. If it wasn't nothing but a little plot with tomatoes and a cabbage or something in it, you know, everybody had a garden. But during this time, when meat was a scarcity, you know, there wasn't this high incidence of cancers and all these things. We've got stuff now that they don't even know what's going on. They don't even know what it is. I have a young friend, her boyfriend just died a few days ago. He's 20, I think he was either 20 or 23 years old. They do not know what this young man died of. When Dr. Paul Williams said the last place you want to be is in the hospital, y'all, please hear me. Please hear me. The last place you want to be is in the hospital. Stay well. Do all you got to do to keep yourself well. You do not want to go in the hospital. This young man walked in the hospital. They cut a piece of his muscle out. I don't know what the deal was, so I'm not going to speak on it because, you know, I don't like giving anything but accurate and thorough information. All I know is that they sent him home, and they didn't cover it. They didn't do anything to it. And the next thing you know, this young man is in the hospital, and they're running all kinds of tests, doing all kinds of experiments and everything else. And 2 or 3 days ago, he succumbed to whatever it was. So now I guess they'll do an autopsy to find out, you know, what caused his demise. Please take care of yourself. You know, we take care of our children, our grandchildren, our mates. Take care of yourself, because you don't want to be at the beck and call of somebody else that has to come in and give you medicine and straighten you in your bed and turn you so you don't get bed sore. You don't want to be at the hand of anybody that has. Now, you know what? If there's an accident, you see what I'm saying? That's a whole different story. I'm not even talking about anything like that. I'm talking about negligence. That's what I'm talking about. The main reason for a lot of our health disparities is because we are negligent with our own health. And that's it, flat out. Toxicity and deficiency. You know, we'll spend money on everything else. Ooh, look at these shoes. Ooh, girl, look at my shoes. Got my hair whipped. My nails is laid. Got on a suit that cost $500. You see? But the inside, like Jesus told a man in the Bible, but you on the outside, you look like a whitewashed sepulcher, but on the inside, you full of dead man's bones. And that's how a lot of us are walking around, looking good, hair whipped and been in at the hairdressers all day long, you know, makeup laid, nails laid, and haven't did one. How much water have you had today? What's your poop look like? I bet you're constipated as all get out. You see, we have got to start taking better care of ourselves. Because if we don't, somebody else will. Oh, they talk about health care, sick care. You don't want any part of sick care. Nurses and are overworked. And that's one thing Dr. Williams mentioned at this seminar I went to. He's a doctor that he offers a product by the name of Juice Plus, and I want you guys to take a look at this product. It's phenomenal. This stuff is amazing. It gets into the blood, and once it's there, it brings about some beneficial health benefits. Take a look at it. Check it out for yourself, and I'm so proud to say, check out the research. Yeah, check out the research on this product. You see what I'm saying? Not too many products can say that. So check it out for yourself. Go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth, and click on Juice Plus, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see why doctors, MDs, are promoting this product, this whole food product, whole food nutritional nutrient. You'll see why they're promoting it, because it is off the chain. It's just like that. So now, the recommended amounts of protein for adults and children have been reduced by more than 50% in the last 20 years. And here's how it goes. The reference nutrient intake for protein grams per day from the age of 0 to 3 months, the RNI, remember I said that word RNI means the reference nutrient intake instead of the RDA, is 12.5 grams. From age 4 to 6 months, is 12.7 grams. From 7 to 9 months, is 13.7 grams. From 10 to 12 months, is 14.9 grams. From 1 year to 3 years old, is 14.5 grams. From 4 to 6 years old, is 19.7 grams. From 7 to 10 years old, is 28.3 grams. It's 28.3. And some kids are getting that in one meal, with two Whoppers, two double beef patties, bacon, lettuce on the sesame seed bun. Some of them are getting more than that. It's really sad. It's sad. I saw a picture the other day where this young man, he lived at the fast food restaurant. It was cheaper for his mother to buy him fast food than it was for her to go to the grocery store and buy produce. You know, it's a shame when we live in a country that makes it easier and more affordable for for you to go and buy fast food than you to go buy a pound of string beans and some tomatoes and potatoes. It, when it's cheaper for you to eat, and it actually is. But you know what? We have to have a paradigm shift and say, you know what? It may be cheaper, but it's worth it for me. It is actually worth it for me to take the high road. Or is it the low road? But it's cheaper for me to, because it doesn't cost that much to eat well. Once you begin to eat like you're supposed to, the food has so much fiber in it until you don't want to eat a lot. You do not. I eat on a saucer. And while I'm cleansing, while I've been cleansing, I've been eating like 4 or 5 meals a day. And it's like 2 or 3 teaspoons of this, a tablespoon of that. And I've been eating things so full of roughage, like I did my goddess broccoli salad and some whole grain wild rice, you know, things like that. And you don't need a lot of that. You can't eat a lot of it. So it doesn't even cost, but when we live in a country that sets you up for failure, you see, a family of five, and please watch Eating Third Edition. It shows a family going to the grocery store and then going to one of the fast food restaurants where they can get, you know, now they got these dollar menus at the fast food place. You can get dollars. You can go for $5, and you can clean up. You see, hamburger, French fries, shake, pie, and it just makes it so hard. That's why we got to stand up and start telling our government like they do in Europe. We got to start dictating what we want, what we don't want. Everybody, I tell everybody, you better wake up from your sleep, because with them trying to ease all this legislation in concerning genetically modified food, we better wake up. The revolution will not be televised. You hear me say that all the time. We better wake up and start paying attention to what's going on. When you go into the health food store, look at the petitions that they're asking you to sign. Become conscientious consumers. They're trying to sneak this stuff in on us and tell us that, well, you know, testing has been done, and it proves that, you know, the genetically engineered food is not any worse than the original forms of the food. Really, is that so? Well, how come? Why won't cows eat genetically engineered corn? A dumb animal, as we call it. Why won't they eat genetically engineered corn? When we eat it, don't even know. You see, that's one thing I suggest, that if you're going to eat, buy organic, certified USDA organic, because otherwise, baby, most of the corn we get in the United States is genetically engineered. And everybody be heading to blocks. You know, in the summertime, oh, girl, blocks got 40 ears of corn for a dollar. You know, I mean, I'm laughing, but y'all, come on. You never think about that? You get 20 years for $1, $2. Come on, what's wrong with that? It's just some things, just like there's some fruits and vegetables that we should buy organic because of the pesticide law. We have got to become aware of this genetic. You know what it's called? It's called Frankenfood. Remember Frankenstein created in the laboratory? They call genetically engineered, genetically modified food, Frankenfood. It gets into the DNA. It affects the DNA. You know, Monsanto got this Franken seed out. It's got its own pesticide in it. Listen, there's some things going on that would just make you say, got a seed that carries its own pesticide. What is that doing internally to us? Crops grow and bugs won't eat it. If bugs don't eat it, I don't want it. I just love going into the health food store, purchasing my fruits and vegetables,
and you see all the, oh, Lord, go to Zerbo sometime in the summertime, Whole Foods. You see the little ladybugs, and the little, sometimes you even see little caterpillars just crawling around. Some of them, sometimes they just eating. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's the bunch I want right there. You know, I've gone to different raw food restaurants, and you get a cabbage roll, and it's got little insect holes all in it. That's what I want to eat. I want to eat what's the insects eating today? That's what I want to eat. Because all this perfect food, honey, that you don't see a wormhole, you don't see. Remember when we used to see, oh, come on, y'all, I know I can't be the only one. Remember when we used to see worms in apples? You don't see worms in apples no more. Don't that tell you something? You would get a whole apple, and he'd be them bird down in the apple, the little worm. Sometimes you cut it in half, and you could see him on the inside of it. It's still living. You rarely see a worm in apples anymore. They've taken away all the seeds. And I literally hear people, when I'm out, I hear people talking about how they ain't got no seedless. I want seedless. I don't want to be bothered with no seeds. We become a just lazy. Don't want to pick the seeds. I remember the time we used to, we ate more watermelon seeds than we spit out our mouth. And we saw them again. But it didn't. They never hurt nothing. Now, nobody want to be bothered with no seed. I don't want no grapes, and that's all you see. You have to almost go to Africa to get a grape with a seed in it. In fact, that's where we got some. We went to the health down to natural food patch down on 9 Mile near Woodward and bought some. We were so happy to find some grapes with seeds in them. And the guy say, look where they come from. Guess where they came from, y'all? From South Africa. Oh, yeah. From South Africa. It's as hard to find a seed with a grape with a seed in it as it is for an eye to go through a camera to go through an eye of a needle. And that just causes me concern. You see? It causes me great concern because that lets me know that somebody is doing something underhanded. Something is rotten in Denmark, and it ain't just the cheese. And that's why we have to we got to read labels. You see, this stuff that they're putting in food, getting kids addicted when they're young, all this monosodium glutamate, addicting kids when they're young, sugars, all this high fructose corn syrup, that stuff is a killer. It gets you so hooked on sugar, you be looking around for something sweet. Just got to have something sweet to put in your mouth, you know. Listen, I'm just saying, it's just time to educate ourselves, you know, me included. I love learning. This is me. You know what? This is the only body I'm going to have here on this earth, and I don't want to be carrying it around sick with all kinds of defects and illnesses and issues and diseases. And it don't have to be like that. But some of these things we got to stay away from. You know, I'm not talking about just living a life where, oh, I can't have nothing. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you want to indulge a little bit in moderation. But you seen people that everywhere you look, they got something sweet around. Listen, I went into the hospital one day. We go on Wednesday to do our visit. People laying up got kidney issues and kidney problems, and they got them Pepsi, they little bitty cans of Pepsi that they didn't got from the kitchen. And you telling me they're on our side? Come on now. I mean, even Stevie Wonder can see something wrong with that. Giving them Pepsi. And they got issues with their kidneys and Coke and Sprite. Not just Pepsi, Coke and Sprite and all of this other stuff. And yeah, you figure we look at each other like, what? Friend in the hospital having heart surgery. You should see the meal they gave. I'll say, wow, maybe that was like his last supper. You know, his last meal. You know the meal they give the man before they get ready to execute him? Put him in the electric chair or hang him. You could have anything you want to eat. That's what I thought and I mean, he was sitting up there, and he was in so much pain, he was grunting. He had already one scar down his chest where they had opened him up one time, and he had pork chops, mashed potatoes with gravy on them, this little buttery stuff, that shed, you know, that little shed butter-type spread stuff, flight bread, and he grunting and eating. Had pains in his chest so bad. Excuse me. I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. It's like they want you to come back. You know what I'm saying? Because keep in mind, your medical doctor does not make money when you're well. My doctor ain't seen me in a whole year. She's getting ready to see me in a little while because I'm going in and have me a physical. You see, I go to my naturopath and see what kind of test she wants me to have run when I go, you know, and that's why I'm going. But other than that, that's it. And I have finally, after all these years, I have finally found a doctor that converses with me. It's not just about her. It's about me, you know, and it is so wonderful to have a doctor that says, okay, and she said, this is the way we'll handle it. I'll ask you if you want it. If not, then you don't take it. And she'll go off the little checklist. Have you had a flu shot? No. Do you want it? No. Okay. Have you had a mammogram? No. Are you going to have one? No. Have thermoscan? Okay. You know, like that. You see what I'm saying? But listen, that took some talking to. I let my doctor know that when I first went to see her that I'm interviewing doctors. And she laughed. She said, oh, you're interviewing doctors. I said, yes, because I'm looking for primary care. And when she turned around and was laughing and looked me in my eyes and saw I wasn't, believe you me, she took a whole new, she got a whole new attitude. So I'm just saying, we got to beware. Listen, we have a caller tonight from the 508 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Peace. This is actually Tay Queen. I have my show actually the night before yours, and I wanted to, you know, call in because I'm all about holistic health and looking at things holistically. So I was just listening into the show and, you know, hearing what you had to say about the certain issues. It's a real good show, and just keep it up, sister. Keep going with what you're doing and, you know, keep letting the people know because there's definitely a lot of truth to what you're saying, especially about how food can be addictive. And I think that a lot of people in this country think they don't have addiction problems and think they don't have issues and they don't have certain emotional issues that they're covering up with the addiction that they actually have to food. So it's very imperative that we look and take control of what we're eating. I know you wouldn't buy a car without doing research on it. I know that you wouldn't buy a home without doing research on it. So why are you going to put foods into your body without knowing what they're going to do to your body? So it's just a whole process of re-education that we really have to get into as a people.
Exactly, Queen. Thank you so very much for calling in. And listen, tell my listening audience, tell them about your show while you're on tonight. Give us the scoop on your show so that we can, you know, call in and listen in to your show as well. Tell us about your show.
Well, basically, my show is called Conversations with the Queen. We cover a variety of topics, but mostly I try to focus on the psychological and spiritual aspects of your health and making sure that we're taking balanced approach towards living life and understanding ourselves as more than just physical entities, but understanding ourselves in the spirit, understanding ourselves in the mental. And that comes on every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We also have a blog counterpart, which is conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. You can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show, videos, anything like that. And it's just really focusing on you as a whole person and definitely trying to get the people more aware of themselves as more than just a physical being.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, that all of that there. Yeah,
I'm loving that. Yeah, so listen, guys, you know, you got to tune in Monday nights, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. to Conversations with the Queen. You will really be glad you did. So thanks again for tuning in, Queen. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really, no. That's about
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor. And, hey, we'll be tuning in to you as well.
All right. Well, thank you. Definitely come by and definitely check it out.
Okay. Peace.
All right, peace.
Okay, guys, so listen, I want to let you know that if you have any questions, any comments, feel free to do it at this time. In fact, my daughter told me, she said, Mom, you should let them know that, you know, don't wait until the last minute. But most of the times, that's just what you guys do, I wait till the last 2 minutes and want to chime in. So if there's something you want to say right now, feel free to do it. At this time, I wanted to get into some essential oils for your hair. You know, I've been asked the question, do essential oils grow hair? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And there's different oils, essential oils, that you can use for different aspects of growing your hair. And I've also been asked, what makes hair slow growing or fall out? And it can be caused by several things. It can be due to stress, medication, hormonal changes, alopecia, or undiagnosed medical problems. And because your hair is like a health barometer, and it can be affected by diet and illness and medication, even environmental factors. So I just want to give you just a couple of herbs tonight that will help to cause your hair, to help to stimulate and promote hair growth. And one very beneficial one is basil. Basil is a beneficial herb that stimulates and promotes hair growth. And one can make basil hair oil to massage into your scalp. And this massaging promotes health and healthy hair, and it improves the scalp and the circulation and the hair follicles, which in turn promotes hair growth. Basil is good when used together with fenugreek and ivy burdock herbs. Another one is rosemary. Rosemary helps to stimulate the growth and the hair bulbs to renew activity and to prevent premature baldness. So those are two that are really good, two really good essential oils for hair growth. Also, another one is rosemary. No, I'm sorry, I gave you that one. Arnica. Yep, guys, arnica. A hair rinse prepared with arnica extract has been used to treat alopecia. Did you know that? Yep. Sage. A strong infusion of sage used as a hair rinse may darken hair color and help reduce hair loss. So there's some awesome oil. Take you some basil. When you go to the health food store, get you some organic basil. Get you some good hair oil. Even if it's some good organic olive oil, some organic EVOO. And put you some basil leaves in this olive oil and let it sit and use it on your hair. And each night massage it into your scalp. You will be surprised at what an awesome thing this does for your scalp and for your hair. It will actually promote hair growth. So this is, I want you guys to, you know, take note of this. And you know what? Less. Make a conscientious decision to take control of our health. Well, guys, the clock on the wall is saying it's time to get out of here. You know, it's this hour, I don't know. We might have to go 2 hours, guys. But I thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We got about 36 seconds, so I want to thank you for tuning in to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. And come back next week. Invite somebody on. Invite somebody on next week so we can do this thing together. You know, sharing is caring, okay?
So thank you once again for coming and being with me tonight. I know that there's so many other things that you could have done tonight, but you chose to be here with me, Dr. D, and I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. I love you. God bless you, and good night.